And it's always a pleasure when we're joined with Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. Good morning, Cody. How are you today?
Morning. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. We appreciate you coming on, Cody, and always enjoy your insights. And, of course, encourage people if they have not discovered it. I don't know what rock they have been under if they haven't discovered it. But 7220sports.com. And, of course, consider getting the subscription. You guys are churning out just terrific content all the time. So encourage our listeners to do that. I wanted to start off with the Cowboys basketball team, Cody. Man, they were on a little bit of a run there, three games in a row, and then I honestly, we had a broadcast last night, so I didn't get a chance to watch it, but it seems like they ran into Larry Bird and the Celtics last night. What happened in San Diego?
I tell you what, that Aztecs team last night, y'all might have hung with Larry Bird and the Celtics. They put up 63 in the first half, which is a Mountain West record. Absolutely incredible, incredible showing by San Diego State. You knew that they had it in them, and for the last three games, the Aztecs ran right through Air Force and then did the same thing to these young Cowboys. It was a long night. You know, Jeff Linder spoke all week about how important those first 5 minutes were, and the Aztecs capped that first 5 minutes of the game with a 12-0 run, and next thing you know, in the blink of an eye, they're up 19-7, and off they were. they were incredible. They hit everything, but to the Cowboys' credit, that's a veteran team. They're loaded. They were 30-2 last year. It's just like Jeff Linder said over and over, that's the standard of the Mountain West Conference. So, to the Cowboys' credit, they never gave up though. They fought hard and they actually won the second half. If you're going to take any moral victories out of that one, they actually outscored them 27-24 in the second half. So, just a dominating performance. San Diego State's a real deal.
Well, Cody, when you look at this, the way the Mountain West schedule is this year, now Wyoming has to turn around and do it again. So they're just sitting down there in San Diego State today, just waiting now for the Animas tomorrow, because now they know who it is and what they're up against mentally as a team after getting beat the way they did yesterday. How do you prepare for tomorrow? What are the Cowboys up to today so that when they take the court tomorrow, they're in it mentally?
Well, I'd say the best thing is that there's not 12,000 plus in the stadium, in the arena, that are adding to the misery. But, Jeff Linder said last night that the Cowboys aren't going to change a whole lot. Basically, they're getting this experience, and then they're getting a chance to show what they learned 2 days later. And it's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to be fun. But I'm really interested to see what they look like tomorrow against San Diego State, because they just got blitzed right off the bat yesterday and there was nothing they could do about it. And to be honest, guys, the Cowboys missed 33 pointers last night. And when you do that, you know, this is a team that's going to live by the three and die by the three, of course. But when you make 10 of 43 pointers, you're not going to beat anybody. So you'd like to think if they take 43 pointers again, maybe 15 or so are going to drop instead of 10. So it's just a rough night all around. But I'm excited to see what kind of adjustments they make, and see just, you know, the effort they put out, and see if they can stop that critical first 5 minutes.
This is also a really tough stretch for a young team. There's no seniors on this team, and they've got some really impressive young guys on this team, and we've seen it at times. But they're in the middle of this stretch. They had a great home stand there with Nevada, which was a pleasant surprise, honestly. And then you head to San Diego State, where they haven't won since, you pointed out on your website, since Brandon Ewing was a point guard for the Cowboys. And then they come home and they take on the Rams, and then they go down to Logan to take on the Aggies. That is quite a tough stretch for these guys.
Yeah, this would be a tough stretch for a really good veteran senior Leighton team, wouldn't it? It's just, and CSU has come out of nowhere, and they're winning big games. They're the only team that's beat San Diego State on the road and Utah State on the road. So, and they just, knocked off Boise State, knocked them off their unbeaten perch. So Colorado State's played really well, as much as that pains me to say. And Utah State, of course, that's always a tough place to play, and really tough matchup. But, you know, this young Cowboys team, and more specifically guys like Marcus Williams, who, is the number 4 overall leading scorer in the country as a freshman, These guys are just getting an education, and they're getting an education night in and night out. And to me, you know, they won 9 games last year. They've already won 10 games this year. You know, this we all knew this was going to be a growing year. So to me, every win they get from here on out is kind of gravy, and you know, it's all going to be a major learning experience. So, you know, I would think, too, as a young team, they're going to be more resilient because, you know, frankly, they probably just don't even know better. They're all a bunch of true freshmen. So I don't think they're sitting at home licking their wounds that they just lost by 30, like maybe some fans are. But they're resilient. They're kids. They're going to bounce back. And if I'm in their position, I'm excited to see what we can do. And I'm excited to see if we can maybe shock the world a little bit here in the next six, seven outings against some of the best teams in the Mountain West Conference.
Speaking with Cody Tucker this morning, 7220sports.com. Well, Cody, we mentioned Utah State and Colorado in the schedule in the coming weeks, but now Wyoming's had the chance to see Boise State and San Diego State at least the one time. They've played Nevada. Who, those top five, top four or five teams right now, you've got Boise State and Utah State right up there at the very top, Colorado State, San Diego State, as good as they looked, they're still a few games back. How do you... Who do you see as the best team in the Mountain West right now?
Well, you know, I thought it was Boise State after what they did to Wyoming and Laramie in back-to-back games. There's a lot. This conference is super top-heavy, and all those top teams are loaded with juniors and seniors, and they've had coaches. They have established programs for the most part, and, you know, God, they're all so good. Every team you just mentioned is so good. But I can't, after watching San Diego State last night, there's no way I'm picking against that team. They are really good. They've suffered some injuries. They've got off to a little bit of a slow start. COVID has kind of wreaked a little havoc on their schedule early on. I think maybe got them out of rhythm a little bit. But, you know, as hard as Wyoming's schedule is coming up, it's the polar opposite for San Diego State. They play the San Jose States, New Mexico's of the world, coming up. So I see them going on a major run. I see them finishing this thing as the number one seed in the Mountain West, and they're really, really good. But not taking away anything from Boise State or Colorado State either. It's a really good league, and I agree with a lot of people that four teams are going to get the NCAA tournament out of this league.
I guess you just answered my question. I was going to say, how many bids you think they're going to get? And I'll tell you what, it's actually been quite some time since the Mountain West has been the conversation to have four teams. Do you believe they're going to get that many in this year?
Well, you know, I think that it could happen. Obviously, when you get into national, you know, people from around the nation who, you know, watch a lot of East Coast basketball and forget about the Mountain West, unfortunately, they probably haven't watched a lot as usual. But, you know, the other thing is, too, Dahl, somebody can pop off and win that Mountain West tournament in Las Vegas, too, and then punch a ticket and really throw a wrench in the mix. So the Mountain West has a lot of really good teams. It's just it's really top heavy. And I like to think, and maybe I'm giving the Cowboys the benefit of the doubt, but I'm thinking the Cowboys are one of the teams in the league that can kind of, you know, maybe hold their own and be right there in the middle right now, which is, you know, probably the best case scenario you can imagine for a team that has this many underclassmen and freshmen on it. A lot of those guys last night were playing their 16th college game. A lot of those San Diego State guys were playing game number, you know, 85, 90, 100 last night. So it's a big difference, but the Cowboys have hung tough for the most part. They played tough. Like you said, the two wins over Nevada, pleasant surprise, you know, and I think that's what we're going to see out of this team the rest of the year. They're maybe going to pop off and win some. I think they're going to win the ones they should, and, you know, sometimes they're just going to be outclassed.
Cody, as that kind of leads me into my next question, and that's the future of this program with as young as they are and the way that they have competed this year. How well do you see the Cowboys are set up for the next one to two to maybe even three seasons from right now?
I think the future's super bright, guys. And the fact, you know, the last three games, we got to see Graham E.K., the big man, the 6'9 big man from Aurora, Colorado, what he can do. He's a pretty nimble dude. He can really make some pretty shots. He can also bang away. And that's something this team was really missing. And sometimes, you know, last night you look at it and you can't help but think, all these guys are going to get an additional year, so this year's a total wash. They're going to be really, really, really good, in my opinion. They've got it at every position, really. What they don't have is birthdays and the experience. So They're getting that this year in spades. And you know what? These other teams that are really good right now, they're loaded with seniors. And some of the, you know, a lot of them are probably going to be back next year. I expect Wyoming to take plenty of lumps next year, too. But the year after that, I think, is when the Cowboys take off. A lot of teams graduate, a lot of guys. The Cowboys are not close to graduating anybody at this point. So you got to be excited about it. And I certainly am, and I think Cowboys fans are, too. It's just, you know, there's going to be – Mama said there's going to be nights like that, right? So there's going to be some tough ones along the way, but – it's going to be a fun ride, and I think Jeff Linder's got this thing going in the right direction.
That's Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Cody, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.